If you are keeping up with the technical builds in AI communities like r/AI builders, two major trends stood out this period. First, we're seeing impressive demonstrations of full-stack utility apps that are built entirely by non-coders using AI assistants, such as a meal-swiping app designed for couples. Another highly sophisticated model is being showcased that acts as a personal cognitive map, analyzing your captured thoughts to find underlying patterns and even flagging contradictions in your own thinking process. From an engineering standpoint, the consensus leans heavily toward brownfield demonstrations over greenfield builds when developing agents, emphasizing that working with an existing system boilerplate gives these agents crucial context cues. The conversation around multi-agent systems is also getting highly technical. Developers are noting that simply versioning agents isn't enough, because agent output schemas are treated as conventions rather than strongly typed interfaces. A minor change can silently break an entire pipeline downstream without throwing an error. The proposed fix centers on building validation layers between agents, a virtual compiler at runtime. Moving into the local deployment space and open models, hardware and tooling remain hot topics. While discussions around which LLM toolset to use are frequent, there is also a constant push towards proving determinism and verifiability, with tools like ArtChecks being proposed that create reproducible context bundles for coding agents. Furthermore, community members are hotly debating the optimal local stack, pointing away from platforms like Llama in favor of more direct approaches using Llama CPP. A significant theme across multiple subreddits was the distillation of powerful proprietary models, specifically around an open weights model called Qable V1, derived from Anthropic's Mythos class Fable 5. The excitement around this release and the ongoing discussion regarding how far major corporations are willing to push distilled open weights versions continues to drive traffic. Looking at the macro level, we saw a strong focus on geopolitical risks impacting AI resources. Multiple posts raised awareness that reliance on any service controlled by an external government can be a massive business risk. This sentiment extends into the infrastructure discussion, where users are crowdsourcing advice on the absolute cheapest hardware options available to run these cutting-edge models like QN 3.6. Finally, in terms of AI applications, novel use cases are popping up. One notable example is an open benchmark that has been created allowing large language models to play Balatro, a real card game, which serves as both a fun challenge and a rigorous test of strategic reasoning for these complex systems.